Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by LifeWest, the chiropractic college. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, hello, everybody. Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of Life Chiropractic College West, coming at you with another edition of our Life West Leadership Line. And today, I have a very special guest with us. I have a good friend of mine and a phenomenal friend, even better friend to chiropractic. I got Kent Greenwalt from Foot Levelers. Hi, Kent. Good to see you.
Hey, good to see you, doctor. Glad to be here.
It's so good to see you. We've been seeing each other a lot in the last...
We have.
I know.
We're going to do a lot more of that, too.
Yeah, from Dr. Klum's memorial, you know, to conferences. But I want to jump in because we got a lot to talk about. But I want to tell our audience, just share with them a little bit about yourself. Kent grew up as a chiro kid. His father, Monty Greenwalt, graduated in 1948 from the Lincoln College of Chiropractic. And then 4 years later, he worked out of a basement of a building, and next door was a podiatrist, and he just realized that you can't be stable in your pelvis and your spine without having good foot posture, and he started Foot Levelers 4 years later, and it grew to a massive industry right now. Kent went out and graduated college, got into business. He worked for Macy's doing distribution, things like that. Then he went over to learned about marketing, had a marketing degree, had a business degree. Always known he wanted to go back in the Foot Levelers, and then went in the Foot Levelers and became the president and CEO of Foot Levelers until just recently. Just turned it over a year ago to his daughter Jamie. He's got two daughters, Jamie and Kelsey, and both very accomplished women. And Jamie just took over Foot Levelers a year ago. Kent is the CEO. Jamie's the president, maybe a year and a half ago, and they are doing phenomenal things that you're going to hear about. But more than anything, I want you to really feel the man that Kent is, because, you know, people, he's such a chiro kid, you know, and he was raised in chiropractic and gives back in his life to everything that he does and puts 110% in and lives his life really free of obstruction. And that's what we are in, you know, chiropractic. So that's my introduction of you, Kent, and I could go on and on, but, you know, you inspire me. And I got to tell you, you know, the things that you're doing in chiropractic, which we'll get into, but I want our audience to just tell us, what was your journey? You know, like, you know, I gave a little bit of it, grew up as a chiro kid, but what was your journey into this, you know, world leading into chiropractic?
Well, thanks, Ron. And let me tell you, I need to give you just a little bit of history to set it up to tell you about the journey, but I'll be very efficient. In World War II, my father went into the military. Those of you that have been in the military, you know, you got the physical and all that stuff, but there was some bad vaccine. 150 people died from this vaccine, put my father in an iron lung. And he told me he used to lay there trying to move his little finger, and he'd break into a sweat. He couldn't do it. He said he prayed to God and hoped he'd die. He says, well, that didn't work, and I'm glad it didn't, because if he'd have died, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
And one day, my grandmother, who lived to be 103, took him to a chiropractor. It was a miracle of chiropractic. They carried him in, and he walked out.
Yeah.
He wanted to be a neurosurgeon. He says, forget it, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be a chiropractor.
Yeah.
So that's the setup of how this family, and this is a chiropractic family that's passionate about chiropractic, got going through a tragic drug, bad vaccine, on and on, bad word event that let this go forward. So he goes to Lincoln College and graduates. All right.
Yeah.
Chiro kid.
But it's amazing because, you know what, back, you know, and I don't know what year that was. It was probably, what, like 40, 45, 44?
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just thinking after the war. And that chiropractic, you know, it built its success on medical failures, you know, and your dad going in with an, you know, in an iron lung, you know,
he wanted to be a neurosurgeon, Rod, and he said, forget it. I promised God that whatever healed me, I'd devote my life to it. So that's the deal.
I love it.
In an iron lung, got out, got a miracle adjustment, and the world changed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And naturally, I could be conceived, thank God, at that point, because he didn't die and he was functional. And so he goes to Lincoln College. He gets out in 48. But my education as a Cairo kid started the day I was born, because naturally, I get adjusted when I'm born. And I have this all throughout my life. And the thing that I think is so important that I saw firsthand the love and service and dedication that a chiropractor can have for his patients, because I saw the house calls. I'd go with them on house calls. I'd hear the phone conversation. So I'm just trying to tell you, Ron, it was in my DNA that this was a very special, sacred, wonderful thing.
Yeah.
How I started.
Yeah, and when your dad, I mean, you know, here he is in practice, you know, graduates in 48, whatever it was, and then he starts Foot Levelers like 4 years later. There's got to be a story behind that.
Well, what happened? Yeah, there is. He gets in a basement of a bank. There's no storefront. You can't find him. So next to him is a young podiatrist. They're both starving. They sit in each other's waiting rooms to make it look like they each had a patient. So when somebody would come in, I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
But so my dad noticed that when a patient has, you know, bad feet, bad pronated flat feet, that their adjustments didn't seem to hold so well. So he sent him to the podiatrist to try to make some sort of a device to help him. Well, bottom line, they got worse instead of better. And he said to his friend, he says, listen, I love you, but you're wrecking my practice. I don't have enough to wreck. I says, I got to quit. So what he did then was a whole bunch of Thomas Edison stuff. He says, well, if we make it worse, maybe we can make it better.
Yeah.
And that's how he did a lot of this trial and error stuff and finally came up with the first spinal pelvic stabilizer.
Yeah.
The foot hits the ground, everything changes. He knew that. And that's what he came up with.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of Foot Levelers.
That's so amazing.
That's okay.
And that was before Dr. Scholl's, before all this other
stuff. Oh, God, yes.
You know, and these are custom. You know, that's the difference. You know, it's not, you know, not being off the shelf, you know. I mean, that's just incredible. And then your journey, Kent, like, you know, here you are. You're a Cairo kid. You know, we know, back in the day, chiropractors were thought of many different, you know, given many different names, obviously, you know.
You bet.
What was somebody, and you grew up in Dubuque, Iowa, so your dad, you know, practiced in Iowa, then built Foot Levelers, and what were some of your experiences?
Well, they had a phenomenal clinic. They had like 250 patients a day, five doctors, and it grew from the basement bank to a huge practice. But that's how Foot Levelers got started, to help that adjustment hold better.
Yeah.
But what I experienced, I mean, I was in there making the casting kits, the little boxes. We had a garage is where we did it. Maybe it was slave labor, but I did it, okay? my father told me, he says, look, we give you a place to live, we feed you, do something. I said, okay. So anyway, but my mother, because I lived on the river, my mother always was a big worry bird and thought I was going to drown. So she gets me lessons to go to the YMCA. So I'm sitting there with all the other little kids about, I don't know, 8 years, 7, 8, 9 years old. And the teacher's calling roll, blah, blah, blah. Greenwald raised my hand, which is, oh, your dad's the quack. I said, no, my dad's a chiropractor. Yeah, quack, ha, 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 ha. Now, at that very second, I said to myself, someday I'm going to try to make an effort that no little boy or girl ever has to hear anybody talk about their parent that way, their mom or dad. And then that was in my brain. But what I'm trying to say, Ron, I went on the house calls. On Saturdays, I go to the clinic. I probably did the wrong thing with HIPAA and all this stuff, but I'd be in the adjusting room. I mean, I was there. I didn't do anything other than be with my dad, because he's my best friend.
Yeah.
So That's my exposure. And it's more than seeing it. It's a lifestyle, a belief, a passion. It's in the DNA. And to be grammatically incorrect, it ain't going anywhere.
Yeah. I love it. And I have to tell you, I see your father's picture every day at the college. You know, our health center is the Monty Greenwalt Health Center.
Right.
And, you know, thanks to, you know, to you and Foot Levelers who helped, you know, donate and but it's such an honor to see his face and to see these pioneers in chiropractic who literally, you know, change the face of what we're doing and change the image. And Kent, you're doing the same thing. I mean, you know, when you, as an 8-year-old or 9-year-old boy, and you know, you heard this, you know, message come to you about your dad's a quack and no, he isn't. And, you know, I'm going to,
We knew better. We heard the phone calls. We saw the patients. We knew better.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and then all the things that you've done, and I have to tell you, you know, and I know you've done a lot in chiropractic and you give a lot in chiropractic, you know, personally, business-wise, you know, everything. I know your life is dedicated to the health of humanity, not just chiropractic, but the health of humanity.
That's right.
And that. But I really think one of the greatest, you know, what that where I see you light up, and this is just Ron's bias, where I see you light up is when someone talks about the foundation for chiropractic progress.
That's my baby.
Yeah.
You know,
so about that. Where did that come from? Maybe as a 9-year-old boy, I don't know, but where did it come from?
Well, first off, I'm blessed that we could grow Foot Levelers into the largest foot orthotic company in the world and have all our 30,000 doctors that are so loyal to us. I'm blessed for that. And that Foot Levelers success and all those doctors in the field that trust us to be part of their practice every day is what gave us the strength to try to start the foundation. In 2003, it used to be called COXA. It wasn't Chiro Congress. That was the old name, Congress of Chiropractic State Associations. I had two documents prepared, Ron. One was, they were both on parchment paper with calligraphy, and I wanted to make it look like the Bill of Rights or like the Constitution.
Yeah.
So I invited all of the people that were the leaders in the profession, and they were good friends, so I called them muckety mucks. I mean, we were friends, like I'd say that with you, it with love.
Yeah.
We got them all in a room, and at that time, there were about 8 different public relations programs that were going on all at the same time, and we didn't have enough money to do one correctly. So I had the first document that basically said, whatever you're doing, quit. Now you can imagine, I can show you all the names that are on there, and you'll know them all. ACA, ICA, Presidents of Colleges, COXA, and everybody who was anybody talked about it. Miracle one, they signed it. Miracle two, the second one said that we realized how we treated such a small portion of the population and cited some facts about enrollment and all this sort of thing. But we made a pledge then that everybody in the room, the first one said, whatever you're doing, quit. The second one basically said, we are going to do it together. So there would be no splinter. Now, you know what chiropractic is. I got 4 chiropractors. I got 4 associations, right? So this was a big deal that everybody said, okay, we'll do it together. There was a key line in there. It said, we're going to have it run by professionals. And I told them point blank, I want your money and not your opinion. Now try that.
Nice. A bunch of alphas, right?
Well, I want your money, but I don't want your opinion. Okay?
Yeah, exactly. Listen, you got a bunch of alphas. You got, and listen, that, and you know this because you've been in the circle. You know, that's why we spin like this instead of forward, because everyone's got an opinion, rightfully so, and yet we don't go anywhere because we're too busy with everyone's opinions. And yet I love that. Give me your money. Let us do the work.
Let the pros do it. What do we know? We're doctors.
Yeah.
Let the pros do the PR stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, the message is so simple. Positive press for chiropractic. It was so hard to pick a mission statement. But who is it's a chiropractor that says, nah, I don't want you to say good things about me. I mean, positive press. Come on. It's so logical.
Yeah.
That's what made it work. And that was 20 years ago. We celebrated the 20th anniversary at the FCA this past August. And now I can tell you, we have 38,000 members.
Beautiful.
So if you took organizations, ACA, ICA, World Federation, just name a bunch of them, add them up, I don't think they're going to get to that number.
Yeah.
They're not going to get to 38,000. Okay. So the professions behind it. And just let me tell you, am I going too long here?
No. Okay? You're good. Go.
I don't want to be a mic hog. Okay.
Go on.
All right. So, but just let me share some interesting facts. 38,000 members. 8 foreign countries are now part of it that have joined. This is going to be a worldwide thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be worldwide. We're going to have a bucket to send out positive press for chiropractic worldwide. In addition, just this a number of months ago, Sharon McAllister, our president, was on the Jumbotron of the NASDAQ in New York City. A chiropractor on the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
We were recently on the Today Show. Forbes magazine has a relationship with us now where they're going to help promote chiropractic through all their media channels. We've won so many awards, and I don't know, 20. I don't have the number.
Yeah.
Of what we've done. The point is, this is our podcast is in the top 10% of the world podcast. So the point is, they're starting to hear chiropractors, and now we're going to do commercials. We're going to be on the PGA golf tournament.
Yep.
We're going to be doing some work with the pickleball group, that's fast growing sport in the world. And get a kick out of this one, but the research showed it. Bull riding.
Yeah, the rodeo.
Well,
yeah.
These guys need a chiropractor if they get off that bull, don't you think?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But these are all going to be commercials. So I'm passionate about it, but what the fuel for that engine, because I just gave the foundation $1.5 million this past year. Foot Levelers is the engine that lets us do this. And a big thank you to all the doctors that trust us to be part of their practice. But I'm going to tell you, my father taught me, you can't give yourself into poverty. We've given over $35 million back to the profession. My daughter's got it in her DNA, and nobody around here is going to stop that. We're going to keep giving.
Yeah, and
that's
I love
it.
That. And that's that saying, you can't give yourself into poverty. So many people are afraid to give.
My goodness.
And they don't understand that giving just, you know, the whole you give through is proportional to the whole you receive through, you know, so they don't, the principles, they just don't see that, you know, and they hold on so tight, you know, and it just slips through their fingers and, you know, the old story. But Kent, I'm so thankful that you live that principle and that the foundation is doing the great stuff. You know, LifeWest is part of the foundation and there's so much messaging, and I think you hit it on the head. It's, you know, it's like we can't get out of our own way to do our messaging, right? You know, as a profession trying to do it inside, like you said, hire the experts, bring them and run with that. And I have to tell you, Sherry is a gem. I mean, she just spoke at the college and
we should thank God every day for her. She's wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, her energy, her passion, her motivation and her love, you know, of people and all things good. She's just a solid person and a very strong chiropractor. And it's so nice to see. You know, I don't know if you know this. You do know I'm sitting in Montana right now. And we had dinner together in the summertime when her and her husband came. They dropped off their son. He's at school about 5 miles, 10 miles away from me. And I am just enamored. That's why, like I said, I'm just inspired, you know, by all the things that you're doing, you know, in chiropractic. And I got to tell you, man, and I really mean this, it takes a lot to inspire me these days. I've seen so much, 43, 44 years in the profession. You know, I've seen so much, watched so much.
Sure, you bet.
But I am thrilled. And I just see us just moving, you know, I mean, moving forward. And after just being, you know, being with you in San Diego, or not with you, but Sherry was there and Jamie was in San Diego.
Sure.
At ACRAC and just listening to all the cool things that are going on, it's crazy.
Our time is now.
I want to dive into the giving attitude.
Okay.
You know, because obviously you have that, you know, you've got a business mind. You went to business school, you know, business, marketing, you know, these are your majors and you're bringing that to the profession, you know, but that giving attitude is so important. So I want to just get your perspective on that.
Well, it's all part of what Jim Parker used to talk about, love and service. If you love your patient, don't worry about the money, it will come to you. If you love your profession and you love your fellow man, don't worry about it, it will come to you. And there's all kinds of different philosophies how you do it, but you've got to get behind something that is passion. If you have your fine school that has given thousands of chiropractors their livelihood, they need to give back. They need to be part of your alumni. They need to do something to make the world a little better. And I'll tell you how I look at it in a bigger way, Ron.
Yeah.
You know, when you're younger, you maybe have some goals. You maybe want to start a business, get a practice going. Maybe you want to graduate, right? That might be your first goal. But maybe you want to get married or have a family or whatever, but it's kind of like about you. You want to make a mark for yourself, okay? But then you get a little older and it twists. And instead of making a mark, you want to leave one.
That's right.
And that's really important.
Yeah.
And everybody that's listening can leave a mark.
That's right.
And you can do it through hard work and giving and mentoring and love and all those things. But the main thing is do it.
Yeah.
Make your mark.
Yeah, what's the legacy,
so important. Right?
What's the legacy?
Right.
And people need to understand that everyone leaves a legacy, you know? And it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter if you're just starting to climb the hill or you're happy where you are halfway up the hill or, you know, you're just pushing to the top or you get to the top. Legacy is really, you know, it's not what you do right now. It's what you leave for others to be able to pick up on, right? And make
exactly happen. Exactly. But you know, we've always said try to do around 10% of what you have and that sort of thing. And there's no magic formula.
No.
And there's so many ways to give that you don't have to do it all financially. You can be of service. You can do things. You can help people. You have a free clinic. Take care of people that can't afford your services.
Yeah.
But do something.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Do something.
Yeah. And you said it, you know, like because it really doesn't. You know, you can do your time. You can do your talent. You can do your treasure.
Sure.
That's what we say, right? There's time, talent.
That's right.
You know, and I think that's a big thing because I think that everybody, you know, everyone listening and, you know, should be, if you're not part of the foundation, just donate. I mean, it's not a lot of money a month. I mean, people spend more money, your patients spend more money at Starbucks, you know, a week than what you would do a month, you know,
but, I agree.
But it's about numbers, you know, and it's really what it is. And it's about if we had, like you got 30, right now we have 38,000, if that was 60,000, and mm-hmm. you know it's really just about the numbers. And then when there's a call to action, you know, if people would just step up and just you know one time, just a little bit more, you know. And I like to say this, Kent, I like to tell people to give and give more and give till it hurts. And that's the words I use because, you know, when you think you can't give, that's when you can give more. And then you get to that point of giving that you start seeing that you're just given to. And it's not the reason. It's not the reason. Like you said, it's not the reason to give. You said that, you know, we don't give to get, we give to give, but we will always be given to, we're taken care of because the givers are the ones that the world needs, you know?
Well, let me tell you what we're going to do. You know, whenever you have an idea, you think it's a good one until it doesn't work.
Okay? Always. I have a lot of those.
Oh, I got that. I crash and burn a lot, but we're going to be introducing something for the doctors that will put them in a position to be happier, wealthier, and in a position to give back. And it's a very simple concept. It's called the Practice Accelerator. We're launching these across the country. It's free. We want to teach the doctors how to have the best practice on the planet. It's not a lot of hocus pocus. It's backed. It's proven. It's very worthwhile. And when they attend that Practice Accelerator, their practice will accelerate if they do what we tell them to.
Right.
Hopefully, because we'll mention this, that when they start to reap the rewards of doing these things, they need to share some of them. And that's part of my overall strategy of let's help the field doctor, let's get their practice as big as it can be, let's ask them to refer a student to a college, let's ask them to try to give back in their own way, whatever it is. But if they have the patience and the treasury, and I know the chiropractors have the heart, they can do that. So the Practice Accelerator Program, they're going to hear about it. We're going to talk about it. I'd encourage everyone to go to it. The point is, they're going to be better. It's like Top Gun school. They're going to be, they might know how to fly, but they're going to be a lot better. We're going to help make them better. And then they can share their success with people they want.
Yeah. And I think
all that, out of love, all out of love.
Yeah, but what I love is that, you know, you're creating a culture, right? And when you create a culture of giving, when you create a culture of success, let's face it, success is a culture. You know, successful people, you know, your dad was successful, you're successful, Jamie's successful, right? You know, as we move on, Kelsey's successful. I don't want to say it's inbred. It's learned, right? And
right.
There's no DNA. There's no molecule for success within us. It's a learned, you know, attribute, but it's cultural. And that's what you're creating. And that the Practice Accelerator, the foundation, these are all cultural things to get involved with. And I mean, I just wish people, you know what happens, Kent? I really want you to come with us on one of our service trips. You know, we go to India, Mexico, Tonga, and what you're going to see is exactly what you saw when you were 7 years old, 8 years old, you know, going with your dad, you know, on a Saturday morning on house calls or being in the office, like just people coming in who can't afford, you know, some of them never even seen a doctor in their life, and taking care and watching them get off the table where they were carried in. And it's just that kind of stuff. And when people leave it, when doctors leave these, right, and we're opening them up now to doctors, it's just been our students, but now we're opening the doctors also, just because they go back with it, they're shifted, they're changed inside, their heart is touched, right?
You bet.
But that's what giving does. No different what you're talking about, right? As they give and join, as they join these cultural groups, join the foundation, their heart changes, you know, and it's not like they walk away like a service trip, like I'm a different person, but they're making a difference and they're part of something that is making a difference. And I just thank you. I mean, I really mean it. I mean, blessings, because we need people creating these kind of avenues for us to be able to give more too, right? And you're doing it. So thank you.
Well, pleasure.
You've never been thanked, have you, for allowing
all that stuff.
For allowing us to give, you know? You know, because it's always like, okay, what does he want now kind of thing, right? Because I see that all the time when I walk into a room, right? You know, but the truth is, it's such a blessing to be able to have a place to be able to give to and give something that we're passionate about, and that's chiropractic.
Well, that's right. And if you wanted, you know, they have Thanksgiving once a year, right?
Yeah.
So if you wanted to be thankful, and if you wanted to be grateful and have gratitude, everyone that's graduated from a chiropractic college, yours and all the others, it's provided a lifestyle, an income, an ability to help people. And what's better than that?
Yeah.
That's a great thing. And what we want to do with the Practice Accelerator it's all about the patient.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes a doctor has a pocket of practice. They say, oh, gee, I don't know if they should do that. They might not afford that, or might not do that, or might, you know, maybe they can't have that many treatments or adjustments or whatever. Well, no. What's best for them?
Right.
That's the form of mentor giving.
Yeah.
Mentor giving.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It is.
It's all good. And we're going to teach them how to do that. Yeah.
And that's what creates a lifetime practice. You know, I mean, you watched it with your dad, people coming in for a lifetime, you know, 250 visits a day in the office, you know, as it grew into that, and people coming back in Dubuque, Iowa. It's not like you're in New York City, you know.
No, that's for sure.
but it's beautiful. But because people know that they're loved, they know that the doctor has their interest in mind, and
you bet.
You know, and that's the key, right? That we take care of our patients first. I love the word service. If you break it down, it's serve us. Not serve me, serve us, right? Serve them, and it's what we do. Kent, we could go on. I mean, I tell you what, I've said it two times. I'll say it three. I'm really inspired by everything that you're doing, and I'm thankful. I am so thankful that you are in chiropractic, and that you know your mind is in chiropractic, and you know everything you're thinking about is not about you. It's about how we grow this profession and make things move, and you know,
you bet.
And 33, how many millions that you was it 33?
35
million dollars. And I heard Jamie on the stage last week say, "We will not stop. In fact, we're gonna," here's what she said, and you weren't there, but she said, "We're gonna increase our giving," and that's beautiful,
of course. The chiropractic profession has been so good to us, and every year more and more chiropractors use foot levelers. More and more foot levelers are given to patients with great outcomes. They get referrals. It's a circle that helps everyone. And why wouldn't we? Why are we going to stop now? Yeah. No, let's kick it in gear and really do something.
I love it, man. I love it. I'm with you, and I want to call it the giving tree, right? I mean, it's what it's about. So, because the fruit just keeps coming and more fruit grows, you know? Kent, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate just being with you this morning and spending some time, and always love talking with you anyways. I learned so much every time I speak with you, but thank you for being on the Life Leadership Line, and thank you for all that you give to chiropractic, and truthfully, as we said earlier, all that you do for humanity, because that's really what it's about, you know, and it's not about chiropractic. It's not about foot levelers. It's about people, you know, and
you bet.
And humanity out there. So thanks so much for being with us. We'll come back for part two at some point, I promise you that, because there's a lot more to dive into. I want to tap into your brain and let's get the accelerator going. I want to get you back in, and we'll talk about the results you're seeing and things like that.
Happy to.
Great. And then to our viewers, thank you. Thank you for coming week in and week out, for joining us on these LifeWest Leadership Lines. And then every other week, and we drop these every other week, the opposite weeks is a Life by LifeWest that I co-host with my wife, Dr. Mary. You know, it's because of you. I mean, we're doing this because we just want to get the message out. People like Kent and other people have such wonderful things to share. And there were a bunch of jewels that were dropped today, you know, and just there's some diamonds that are there. And I know that there's people that you know that need to hear this, whether it's about giving, they might be struggling financially. Well, the way you get out of financial, you know, distress is you give. It doesn't have to be money, but time, like we said, time or your
go to the Practice Accelerator. It's free and we'll help you.
Absolutely.
We'll help you.
And that's the giving. So
call them.
Yeah. But please, you know, share this. Get this out to people, because, you know, the more that people view this, there's just so much there. And then I'm going to ask you to watch it twice. Like literally watch it twice, because to make sure that you get the diamonds that you can mine out of it. And until I see you again next week, just from Kent and myself and from all of us at the LifeWest community, we just want to make sure that you take care of people around you, take care of yourself, keep hugging those that need hugs, and keep loving the world, because we have a big job to do. And, you know, I say this a lot, that we are much more powerful than we were ever led to believe. So step into that power, share that with others, and I'll come back at you next week with another edition of our Life by LifeWest or LifeWest Leadership Line. See you later.
Thank you for joining us today, and for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.